MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Teen use of marijuana doesn't seem to change when states pass laws legalizing the drug for medical purposes, a new study suggests. So the question is, do the medical marijuana medical laws increase use in teens? As a parent of teenagers, this is definitely something that's on my mind. And these new findings provide the strongest evidence to date that marijuana use by teenagers does not increase after a state legalizes medical marijuana. What I have to say on this subject is Vicodin is legal. OxyContin is legal. These are narcotics that are used for pain, pain management, cancer treatments. They are used for all sorts of things, and I don't see an increase in the use of them by teenagers just because they're legal. Now, I do understand the difference with marijuana. It's got a different allure. It's had a different reputation. I think that the most important message we take away from this is that if you believe in medical marijuana, this debate rages on all over the country right now. Whether it should be legal for medicinal purposes, whether it should be legal for recreational purposes, just plain legal, whether or not whichever side of that aisle that you're on, I think as a parent, the most important thing to do is to talk with your kids. You know, the big question is, do you tell your kids about your own personal use, what you did as a child or a teenager or in college? You know, that's something that's up to every parent and based on how well you know your children. But I think that this new study and these findings prove that the medicinal use is not necessarily going to increase use by teenagers. If it is labeled a medicine and used to treat nausea in cancer patients so that they don't lose too much weight, or relax the muscles behind the eye for glaucoma patients, I don't see how that would affect teenagers. But this is something we're going to keep, you know, keep abreast of and keep watching on. And as the states are passing medical marijuana laws, it's really important that we keep an eye on it and see how it's going and see if your state might just be affected. In the next story, flesh-eating bacteria, are Florida beaches safe? The statement that says Florida beaches and waters are safe to enjoy responsibly. Risk of infection is minimal if you take proper precautions. There is a bacteria, V. vulnificus. It's in the same family of bacteria as, you know, cholera and some of these others. They are saying that if you're healthy and you do not have open cuts and wounds, that it's something that you should be safe in the water, but they are. The Florida Health Department is recommending to prevent infection, do not eat raw shellfish, particularly oysters. I don't know about that. I still might do that. Cook all your shellfish thoroughly. For shellfish in the shell, boil until the shells open and boil for another 5 minutes or steam until the shells open. That, of course, you do when you're making things with them. You know, don't let raw seafood or juices come in contact with other foods, cooked foods. These are all common sense infection. You know, these are just common sense cooking things. Wear protective clothing, gloves when handling raw shellfish. And then don't enter brackish or warm seawater. And if you come in contact with seafood harvested from that kind of water, or you have an open wound in your skin, then you might want to be careful and stay away from that kind of water. So the Florida beaches are safe. Remember, open wounds, if you're not healthy, compromised immune system might be one reason that you might want to stay away from that right now. But otherwise, should be good to go. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Health Radio. We have a great show, Train Your Body, coming up next. So stay tuned, stay motivated, stay well.